Okay, we're up to the Gemara on Days and the Days. After the Gemara mentioned the Av of Keren and the list of the Toldos of Keren, which Gemara identified earlier as Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza Beita. So now the Gemara, and the Gemara talked about the Yigof and why Negifa is in fact a Tolda, not an Av. Okay. So now we're up to the Gemara relating to Neshicha. Neshicha was mentioned in the list as a Tolda of Keren. In fact, the Gemara, Neshicha, Tolda de Shenhi. Why are you telling me that Neshicha is a Tolda of Keren? Why not say that Neshicha is a Tolda of Shen? In other words, since Neshicha is done with the Shen, with the tooth, we should view it not as a Tolda of Keren, but a Tolda of Shen. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, lo, you can't say it's a Tolda of Shen. Why? Shen, yesh hanole zeka. Ha, ein hanole zeka. It's unlike Shen. The characteristic of Shen, the most defining characteristic of Shen, is hanole zeka, that the animal gets pleasure when it eats and gets the, and does the hezek. And for a Tolda to be a Tolda of Shen, it has to have that quality of hanole zeka. That's the teretz regarding why Neshicha can't be Tolda of Shen. What could the Gemara have also said? What else did we talk about as far as Keren's defining characteristic? Kavanas alahazik. So what is the Gemara, and Shane's characteristic is hanal hazeka. So why did the Gemara talk about what? Why Neshicha is not told to the Shane because it's not hanal hazeka? Why not say it's called Keren and not Shane because it is kavanas alahazik? I mean, it's not, and Shane is not kavanas alahazik. This is not my Ha'ara. This is Rishonim already asked it. If you look in Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, this is an important Indian to think about because it's going to be helpful in the Gemara later as well. You'll see why. Talmud Rabbeinu Tam asks this question. Lo, Shein Yesh Hanal HaZeka, that's how you should be reading the Dibur HaMaschil, it says Lo Re'i, but Lo, Shein Yesh Hanal HaZeka, Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, but who are Din? Ta'avi Marsi Lameimar, Lo, Shein, in kavanasa lahazik, ha kavanasa lahazik. So the Gemara could have said, in answering this question, that Neshicha is not told to Shein because Shein is in kavanasa lahazik, and Neshicha is what? The animal bites is kavanasa lahazik. Says Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, v'haynu hach. It's really the same thing. The Gemara could have said it the same thing in different words, but it's not a separate answer. Haynu hach. What's pshat? What is haynu hach? The ein hanal hazeka, hare ena miskavenes gana asa el lahazik. Let me explain what I think he's saying. In other words, within Shor we have a mazik of Karen, we have a mazik of Shane, a mazik of Regel that we'll see in a minute. Seemingly, Regel means the animal is not having kavan of anything, it's just walking. The hezek happens as the animal just happens to walk derech hilucha. Shein and Keren have the following in common. The hezek of Shein and Keren, in both cases, the animal had kavana for something. Either had kavana lehanos, hana lezeka, the animal had an urge to get a certain hana, to get that pleasure, and that was the kavana for hana. Alternatively, the animal had kavana lahazik. The two don't go together. In other words, either the kavana was lahazik or the kavana was fahana. That's l'chor what he's saying. That's all there is, by sure. Either it's derech hilucha stam, the animal just dores, the animal just walks, and the hezek occurs that way. Or the kavana, there was a kavana in what the animal's action was. The kavana could have been either kavana lehanos, that's Shein, or Kavana Lahazik, which is Keren. So when the Gemara gives the Teretz, Neshicha is told that the Keren, not Shein, because Shein is Hanala Hazeka. And Hanala Hazeka is the same thing as saying, this is not Regel, right? It's just the animal had Kavana, but it wasn't a Kavana, it wasn't Kavana Lehanos. What was it? Kavana Lahazik. So that's the same thing. By saying Enna Lezeka is the same thing as saying it was Kavana Lahazik. So to say it's Kavana Lahazik is to say Enna Lezeka. So the two are basically saying the same thing. That's what I think he's saying. Okay, so that answers the kasha that we just mentioned, Tama Beinu Tanis. But again, let's ask another ha'ara. If you want to explain why Neshicha is not Toda Deshein, to Toda Keren, so I just asked you a minute ago, let's say it, because it doesn't have the quality of Kavana Lahazik. It does have the quality of Kavana Lahazik of Keren. There's another aspect of Keren. Leave out Kavana Lahazik. Let's imagine a case of Keren where it wasn't Kavana Lahazik. To the contrary, it's a Kavana of Hana. But it can still be called Keren. We saw this Gemara. We mentioned this Gemara later. What's that case? Case of Mishuna. Kaba de Achal Imri is considered Keren. We already raised the issue. What exactly is the defined characteristic of Keren? But we saw the Muki Yosef on that Gemara. If the case of the Kaba de Achal Imri, Imri Ravavi, so it's not typical for the caliph to eat a big sheep. So that is defined as Keren because it's Mishuna. It's Mishuna. It's a deviation. It's not normal. It's not Urche. No, Shein is Urche. Keren is Gab Urche. And even if it's Kavana, even if it's Hanal Hazeka, if it's Mishuna, we call it a Keren, not Shein. So her, the Gemara could have answered that. What is Neshicha? Neshicha is not Mishuna. Neshicha is normal for the animal. Or no, to the contrary. Take that back. Neshicha is not Urche. Shein is Urche. Neshicha is a deviation. Neshicha is Mishuna. So why doesn't my answer that Neshicha is not Hanala Zeka? The Mor could have answered another answer. Neshicha is Mishuna. No, I don't know. But it goes back to the larger issue. L'chor, what are we focusing on in terms of Karen? Is it we focusing on Kavana Lahazik as the defined characteristic or Mishuna? But this Gemara, obviously, as we see in Hemshacha Gemara too, the Gemara seems to be harping on Kavana Lahazik as the defined characteristic of Karen. And as the Tobei Ben Tam says, that's the same thing as answering that it's in Hanal Ezeka, meaning it's Kavana Lahazik. But again, in light of the other defining characteristic of Mishuna, you could have said that Neshicha is Mishuna, and that's why it's Karen, not Shein. That's another ha'ara to think about. The Gemara has another question. After posing the question on the Neshicha, why did the Gemara think the Neshicha is Toda Deshein? Because it's done with the same part of the body, with the Shein. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't have the characteristic of Shein because it's not a Nol Ezeka. A similar Shaka V'Tayr plays itself out regarding the next Kasha, the Gemara. Revitzo Be'ita, which we listed as Toda de Karen. In fact, the Gemara Toda de Regel. Why not view these as Toda de Regel? Why? Again, because the Maksha is thinking the same way that the previous Kasha the Gemara was thinking, that we should look at the fact that it was the same part of the animal that caused the Hezek. It was the Regel. In that case, it was the Shein. So let's consider it to be Toda de Regel because it has to do with the Regel. Revitza, the animal lies down, crouches down, the animal kicks, let it be told to the regel. And for the Gemara, lo, regel hazeka matsui, the defined characteristic of regel is that it's common, hazeka matsui, hani, revitza b'ita, en hazeka matsui. So again, it's a similar type of shaka vitaria, that even though it has the physical organ of the body is similar to shein or regel, but we're looking more than that, we're looking at the characteristic. And therefore, in that regard, it doesn't follow the characteristic of Rego, the characteristic of Shein, and therefore we view it as Toda de Karen. Let's look at Rashi. Revitza, Toda de Rego. He, Rashi, focuses on that kasha. Why should it be Toda de Rego? Da'idek fifas raglaim, he rovets. As Rashi didn't bother explaining the kasha of the Shicha Toda de Shein, it's obvious because it's the Shein that's biting. But here Rashi has to explain a little bit. Why is a vitza tod de regel? Because the animal lies down by bending the feet, the knees. Okay. And for the Gemara, regel hazeka matsui, and that's why it won't be like regel. Regel is hazeka matsui, as Rashi explains, the kosha him haleches. The animal is constantly walking, so the hazeka matsui. Then yesh kum tachas ragleha, if something is under its feet, he doreses and steps on it. That is by regel. But hani, revitza beita, in hazeka matsui, Hilkach, because it's not a Zeka Matsui, Toda de Karen he. Therefore, Revitza Be'itza, Toda de Karen, de Ena Zeka Matsui, Ena Zeka Matsui, de Ena Nal Hazeko, that's why it's not going to be like Shein, and this probably goes back also on Neshicha. Rashi didn't say the word Neshicha, but probably the Ena Nal Hazeko is what differentiates it from Shein. Obviously, Revitza Be'itza is an Nal Hazeko, but going back already on Neshicha. and therefore it's a todah de keren, and not a todah of shein, not a todah of regel. Umishalmi chatzi nezek ki keren, and therefore it pays chatzi nezek. From this Russian Rashi, we can be medayik something. Rashi says, because we just explained why it's different than the av of shein, or the av of regel, therefore it's told the keren, and pays chatzi nezek ki keren. What would have been the Maksha's understanding if we want to view Revitza Be'ita as Toda de Regel, if we want to view Neshicha as Toda de Shein, what was his intention? What should be the halacha therefore? It should be Chayev what? Nezek Shol. That's the diuk in Rashi and Rashi. Because Rashi, in explaining the teretz of the Gemara, that because it's different, it's not Ezeka and Matsuya, it's not Hanol Ezeka, therefore it's Toda Karen to pay Chatzin Nezek. In other words, the kavana of the Maksha's question was to pay Nezek Shol. Yari, and then Daniel, yeah?
It's significant the fact that the argument to say that Shein and Regel would have been, these cases,
Neshicha, Revitza Be'ita,
would have been told us of Shein would not be because of Hanala, because there's Hanala Nezek.
But we would want it to be told of Shein because it's the Aver, it's the tooth that it bites. Or it should be told to the regal because it has to do with the feet, and that should be enough to make a nezek shalim.
So Rashi implies that this, like, the reason why you'd only pay chatzi nezek, you would pay nezek shalim, granted that those things were hanala zeko, or if it would be that it was hezeko matsue. Not necessarily. He doesn't say because it would have been a tolda.
Again, the Gemara's question was it should be tolda, the regal tolda the shein. And in the answer in the Gemara, it says it's not, because it's too different in terms. It's different in terms of the characteristics. So again, you see the diuk in the Rashi. Mm-hmm. You know, in answering the Gemara, explaining the Gemara's teretz, because it's different in its characteristics, therefore mishalmi chatzi nezek keren. So you can now go back and assume that what was the question of the Gemara, that it wouldn't be chatzi nezek keren, it would be nezek shalim, like shein or like regel. That's l'chor the diuk. This is in fact how the Rashba learns pshat in the Gemara. There's been a parish, there's a different pshat we'll still get to. The Rashba says explicitly that was the kavan of the Maksha here. Rashba says, Neshicha toda d'sheini, kolomar v'lo yischayiv ela b'shus ha'nizik. The Rashba actually adds two things. Rashi, you can be medayik in terms of nezik shalein. The Rashba actually says a second thing, which Rashi maybe didn't necessarily hold of. Let's see. Kaloma v'lo yischayev elo b'shus ha'nizik, avu b'shus ha'rabim o b'shus ha'acher pater. It should have the kula of shein, because it's the same part of the body. It should be the kula of regel, because it's the same part of the body. V'cheinami, and also nachmir olav yischayev afil pamishon ha'nezik shalim k'shein. And that's where the Gemara gives the answer. It's different than ena nola zeka. So again, Rashi didn't say the point about Rishus HaRabim being pater. Yeshua, maybe Rashi, I don't know, maybe Rashi would hold it that much, you wouldn't say. Maybe it would have the Chumrah of Karen, of Rishus HaRabim being Chayiv, but also have the Chumrah of Shein. I don't know, we could speculate. I saw Rav Nachum has entertained such a possibility within Rashi, that maybe Rashi would hold that he never wanted it to be part of Rishus HaRabim. After all, one of the reasons given, the Rif gives the reason why Shein Beregel part of Rishus HaRabim, two words, the Urchehu. It's Urche, so meaning the Bailam can't be expected to have to protect from the animal eating or animal, you know, the walking. So therefore, it's part of Rishus HaRabim by Shein Beregel. No, if that's the Svara of Tur Rishus HaRabim, so Meshicha, Revitza, Be'ika doesn't have that Svara. So maybe Rashi would have not gone as far as the Rashba, that the Kasha was Ptur B'Shus HaRabim. Not clear, Rashi doesn't mention that. But in this regard, Rashi is like the Rashba, that the Kasha would have been, at least, to be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, the Pam Rishona, like Shein and like Regel. Yeah, Daniel.
It's similar. The way Rashi says it, it sounds like it's because it's not Rishus HaRabim, it's either
That's the teretz. The teretz, because of that, that's why it's not going to have the din of nezek shalim. It's going to be chatzi nezek.
So, I guess the question is, but it's not totally like keren either. Like, how do they decide to put it in that category?
Right. The Gemara knew in the kasha that it's not exactly like it in terms of defining characteristic, but it's enough to be a tolda based on the similarity in the external, you know, association, that it's the regel that's doing it, it's the shein that's doing it. That's what the Gemara was saying. It should be told to the shein, told to the regel, because it's with the shein that it bites. It's with the regel that it crouches or it kicks. But based on that question, that it should be a told to the shein, told to the regel, this kasha, what did the Maksha have in mind? For what? So this is what the Rashba says. It should be like shein and regel in every regard. It should be patur b'shus rabim, it should be chayv nezek shalim. From Rashi, this much we can be medaik. It should be chayv nezek shalim. Because Rashi says in the Torah, it's because it's not like shein. It's in a nala zekel, because it's not like regal, it's not a zekel matzui, therefore it's chatzi nezek. It means what you wanted, it should be nezek shalom. But now we can ask the following question. If this is in fact, what's that?
The issue though is that's not like Karen.
It's a totally Karen. That's the thing. Did the Gemara want it to, that's why I'm with Sipik and Rashi. Did the Gemara want it to have the tour of shame regal as well? Maybe Rashi will hold that according to the Maksha, it would be Chayib Shus Rabim like Karen, but Chayib Nezek Shalim like Shein or like Regel. Because the Rashba even wants to take it over to Shein Regel, Gabi the Ptur Shus Rabim. That already I don't see in Rashi. All I can glean from Rashi is that it would have been Nezek Shalim like Shein or like Regel. The Rashba wanted to be part of Shus Rabim. That already Rashi perhaps didn't want to. Maybe in that regard, maybe you're right that Rashi would have left it as Karen who got the Chiyuv Shus Rabim, but the Chiyuv would be Nezek Shalim, and Shus Yachid also Nezek. It would be Nezek Shalim, not like Karen, which is Chatzin Nezek. But now a question would be as follows: if the Kavanah of the Makshif, the Gemara's agenda was that let's say Neshicha should be like Shein, Gabi Nezek Shalim. Let's ask the following question. I mean, the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis explains that you couldn't learn Karen from the other Avos. The Gemara originally says, Maluku Shekem U'adim Mitchilasan. The Gemara brings another man to Amar Adar Abba Karen Adifa, but let's stop at that line. So we already had Tosis earlier in our Amud relates to that Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam, where's Pshat, not Gemara? What does that mean? That the other Avos, and what in Mitchilasan and Karen is not? Means is that the other Avos are Darkon Lahazik, and Karen is not Darkon Lahazik, meaning to say, this is the Manda Amma that holds what? Palganiska, Knasa, that stems from Becheskas Shimur. And that's where you couldn't learn Karen from the other Avos. No. If that's true, then how could we have thought to Mechayev Neshicha, Nezek Shalem, as a Toda of Shein? After all, how could you learn it out from Shein? Shein is Darko Lahazik. Neshicha is not Darko Lahazik. How could it be a Toda of Shein? How could you derive it from Shein? I'm asking the question in a certain particular, I'm phrasing a certain way, because maybe you'll be able to understand why I'm phrasing it this way and answer it, Kasha. How could you learn out this to be a Toda from Shein if the Gemara says you can learn Karen from Shein or whatever other Avos because they are more than Mitchilas and they are Darken Lahazik and Karen is not? So then how could this Neshicha be Toda to Shein if you couldn't learn it out from Shein? How could it be a Toda to Shein? How could I learn it out from Shein? That's what I'm asking. To be a Toda to Shein sounds like you're learning it out from Shein, right? From the Av. So now you're learning out that this is a Toda. But you see that there's a pircha on such a limud, because the Gemara says if the other things are Darkon Lahazik, more than Mitchilasan, you couldn't learn to something that's not that way. So how could I learn that this would be a Toda of Shein if you can't learn from Shein? How am I teasing you with this question? Yeah? Okay, Ari's first.
You're saying learning, not unless you're
learning. Ari says, what do you mean learning out from Shein? If you're calling it a Toda of Shein, what does that mean? It means I'm learning it out from Shein? Or it's implicit, it's part of Parsha of Shein. In other words, when I say that something's a told of an Av, does that mean that it's learned out like a Mamatsinu from the Av? Is that the basis of the Chiyuv of Toda? That it's a Mamatsinu, and then I have to deal with the idea that maybe it's a Pircha? Maybe you could have thought that way, but we don't have to say that way. We could say that the pshat is that the Torah spoke about one example, the prime example, that's the Av, but something which is, like it, it's a Tolda, it's part of the same parsha of the Torah. It's not a limud of Mamatzino that I could talk pirchas. We had this discussion when we read the Rashi's on the Mishnah. We were suggesting from the Lashonos of Rashi that the toldos are not learned from the avos, but rather they are in the parasha. The only difference is whether it's behedya. That was the emphasis of the first Rashi. The avos are in the parasha in what regard? Explicitly, behedya. The toldos are there implicitly. That means they're not learning out the toldah from the av. You are just saying the av is the example the Torah gave, and all those other examples, which are not the exact example of the Torah, those are toldos. So this would be a nice support to that idea. In other words, neshicha, of course, can't be, you want to learn it out from Shane, you wouldn't be able to do it. But you don't have to learn it out from Shane. You just have to say it's part of the parsha, because it's the same part of the body, and the same thing with Vitzah Be'itah, it's the same part of the body as Rego, it's a toldah Rego. We had a proof to this, perhaps, in the later Tosus on Amid Aleph, a second Avram. Tosus discusses the issue of Einon Shin Min Adin when it comes to Chiyuv and Ezekin. Tosus assumes from the Mechilta that the Mechilta holds that Einon Shin Mamon Min Hadin. We had a question whether Onshin Min Adin here is even a Mamat Sinu or only a Kal V'Chomer. If we assume that the rule of Einon Shin Min Adin applies even to Mamat Sinu, so then how could there be toldos? How could they have any toldos? How could there be a tolda of Karen, such as Neshicha? At the end of the day, it's a tolda of Karen. Whatever toldos you'll have, seemingly you're learning it out from a mamatzino. The Torah said Negicha, now learn Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Be'ita, tolda of Karen. But Einon Shin Mamun Min Adin, according to the Mechilta. If Einon Shin Min Adin, there's no toldos? It happens to be in the Mechilta, it seems to be a drasha on the Shicha, so and then you could say in Chanami there's a special drasha, but it doesn't sound like every single Todah has a drasha. But the way we're saying now, it's not a kasha, because Ein Onshin Min Adin, even if you don't learn out from a Mamatzino Min Adin, but Todah is not a limud of Mamatzino. Todah is, that's the parasha of the Torah. The Torah spoke of one example, and the other ones are implicit. So that would take care of our problem. So in the Chanami, Neshicha is really ein darko, neshicha is ein darko lahazik, unlike Shane, but it's a tolda because it's a tolda because the Torah spoke about Shane, and this is a tolda because it's also the Shane, and same thing by Rega. That would explain why it could be a tolda, even if I couldn't learn it out from a mamatzin, because I don't need a mamatzin. Avram?
I was just going to ask, if we're going to say that it's a tolda of Shane, the whole problem of not being able to carry it from the others is because it's one,
yeah.
It's going to say it's Shane, and we're saying it is Nezik
Shalom
from the beginning, but you don't really have.
No, but how do I get to be? It's a circular reasoning. How do I get to be Nezik Shalom in the beginning? I would have to say it's like Shane. So, what?
You never have an association with Karen if it's just told to Shane.
No, I don't have to know about Karen. Karen is. No, I would say, no. This would be. Is Karen's out there? But I would put Neshicha in the category of being a Todah of Shane, not a Todah of Karen. Why? Because it's done with the Shane. With the tooth.
So but you have a problem with learning out Karen.
My problem. Karen, you know? No, because you're not calling it Karen. That's my point. If you want to call Neshicha Todah the Shane, not Todah Karen. Why? Because you're using the Shane. So now you have. Now I'm asking you, if the reason that I know Todah's Chayiv is because of a Mamatzinu from the Av, and I know that you can't learn Karen from Shane, so how do I learn out Todah of Neshicha to be Todah of Shane? I have a Pircha on the Limud.
The problem is learning Karen from Shane, but it's no longer going to be Karen.
I know, but by the same token, that I can't learn Karen from Shane, and that Torah has to write Karen. By the same token, I can't learn the Tod of Neshicha to be a Tod of Shane, by the same token, because Mala Shane, Shekane, Darko Lahazik, Mord Mitchilaso, unlike Neshicha, which is Ein Darko Lahazik. So if I need a Mamatzino to learn a Tod from an Av, then I have the same problem. Follow me. I have the same problem. Watch the Shane, the Av of Shane is a Darko Lahazik. The Neshicha, which you want to consider now to be a Todah of Shane, is ain't Darko Lahazik. So watch, our answer is, yeah, but it's not a Mamatzino that I'm going to make it a Todah. What makes it a Todah is the fact that it's implicit in the Todah. Okay, so that would be the answer to the way we asked the Kasha so far. But we're not out of the woods yet, because let's take this a step further. Let's think about the unusual possibility that according to Rashi and the Rashba, this was the Gemara's question, essentially. the neshicha would be told that the shein ugabe wad ugabe nezek shalim. Now let's consider the following issue. We just mentioned the mandama paganiska knasa. What does that mean, paganiska knasa? That really the stam shvarma becheskas shimur. Becheskas shimur means they're tame. They're not prone to do damage, and therefore they should be putter completely. And the whole reason why they pay chasi nezek according to mandama is why? Because you want the Torah gives you a knas to watch your shur. But really, the hezekos that come out of Karen should be totally putter. Stam shvarim becheskes shimur. If that's a svara pshuta, a basic default svara, look, within the mandu amar palganis geknasa, right? That's the one tezvav, right? So now I ask you a simple question. How could there be a havamin on this gemara that we just saw the Rashi and the Rashi were both assuming that that was the intention of the gemara's question? That neshicha should be told to the shein and should have what halacha? Should have what halacha? Nezek shalem. What do you mean? I ask you, neshicha is the same thing as negicha in terms of being becheskas shimur. It's becheskas shimur kaim. The man da amar paganis keknasa says becheskas shimur kaim is a reason to be potter completely. The most you can say is the Torah made a knas to have chatzi nezek. So how could you come away and say that the case of neshicha, which is clearly becheskas shimur, the same way it from negicha is becheskas shimur? How could you come away and say that the Biachiv Nezek Shalem, as I told it to Shane, seemingly the fact that it's Becheskas Shimur should be a reason that it should be what? It should be Pater. Again, let me repeat the question before I start jumping on me, right? Again, I'm asking question differently. I'm not asking you, how could you learn it out from Shane? It's different than Shane because it's not Dark Olahazik. No, that we took care of that question because you don't have to learn it out from Shane. It's a Tod of Shane because it's implicit in the Parish of Shane. Good. Now I'm asking you a different question. The man da amar paganis geknasa seems to be holding that for a type of hezek that I can label becheskas shimur, there should be no basis for a chiyuv. The best you can come away is the chatzi nezek of a knas. The Torah would slap a knas on a hezek that occurs that's becheskas shimur. That means becheskas shimur is a reason that should be putter from paying anything. And the worst is going to be a knas of chatzi nezek. If that is true, if that's a basic svar that is embraced by the mandam of Alganiske Knasa, that something as becheskas shimur should be putter entirely. So how can I now hold that shicha is a tolda d'shein that you're going to pay nezek shalem? Neshicha is becheskas shimur, not becheskas shimur. Yes, becheskas shimur. It's not a normal thing for it to do in shicha. To bite and to cause hezek neshicha. So now you're saying it's using the shein, it's using the tooth. But becheskas shimur is a reason to make a pater. So how could it be nezek shalem? The nezek shalem would be mamon. I mean, like, what's going on? How could it be an achil nezek shalem of mamon if it's becheskas shimur? How do two issues square together? L'mandam b'hagadis k'knasim, there should be no basis for achil nezek shalem of mamon if it's becheskas shimur. So by asking Kasha that way, you can't, you know, just deflect that, oh, it's a Tod of Shein, it's part of the Parash of Shein. No, but how could it be, Chayav Nezek Shalem if it's Becheskas Shimur? I want you to think about this way. There may be one more than one answer to this Kasha, but sweat a little bit. No, what would you say to answer such a Kasha? Too early. Another 20 seconds, Ari. Okay. Why would you be Chayav Nezek Shalem if it's Becheskas Shimur? I mean, there's at least two ways that you can answer this question. Okay, yeah.
Excuse me, I don't know, it seems like, if it takes more than 20 seconds, I don't know if I got it right, but...
No, say.
We have a similar question, I feel the Maskana of the Gemara earlier about the Karen Mechubar is the Karen.
Yeah, we had a similar question, you could use some of what we said then, yeah.
So you said over there that at the end of the day, the Maskana of the Gemara, that Karen Talusha is Bechlau, Karen.
Yeah.
So according to Manda Amar, that Palka Niska Mamona.
Yeah.
It says that they're La Becheska Shimur Kaimi. How could that fit with could Karen Talusha
be good. Yeah.
So we said a story that like this is the idea that it's as in granted there's Karen, right? at the end of the day, it might be a weird way of doing Karen, but at the end of the day, it's still Karen, right? So here we'd be saying, as a, granted, at the end of the day, Neshicha, it's a little bit different. It's a weird way in which it's doing
but
it.
But Shane itself is considered
yeah, but
not
because
good, good, good. I think you're good. You're saying good. I think that what we're going to say now, two explanations perhaps, could also answer that. We gave one at the time. Now maybe we'll have a second answer for that question. We'll come to Tantush in a second. I think we had a similar type of a question then. Let's think of two ways to resolve this question. How could it be, if Becheskes Shimur is a reason to be parted from paying anything, how could you be paying Nezik Shalim on Neshicha as a Tod Deshane? That's our problem. Yeah?
I just have a question. Why wouldn't Shane also be Becheskes Shimur?
Because Shane is something that the animal is prone to do. Shane itself, the Av of Shane. It's only Neshicha that's Becheskes Shimur, because that animal is not naturally going to bite. We want to call Tod Deshane because it's with the tooth. But the animal eating, that's not b'chesk shimur. That's something you have to protect from.
Oh, it's shimur in that action, not shimur as a b'chesk.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, one way, I mean, anyone? Yeah, Isaac?
This might be what Ari was saying, but maybe that the Iker Limud really is Shane, and so we're able to learn out Nezik Shalim from Shane, and that b'chesk shimur that we
okay.
would be getting
good,
wouldn't
good,
carry
good.
Over.
Good, good, good.
Kind of like we said with the Orzalim.
Yeah. So I think the b'chesk shimur... Does even though this particular manner of Shane is not Becheskes, is Becheskes Shimur, but Shane in general is not. I think that's one approach. Let's try another approach and then we'll come back and elaborate on what you're saying. What you're saying is good also. Maybe the premise of the Kasha is wrong for the following reason. I'm assuming and asking this Kasha that the Manda Amar Palgan is Kiknasa, who holds that Stam Shem Becheskes Shimur, therefore you should pay nothing. So this idea that Becheskes Shimur translates into not having to pay anything, that's a svara that I would say by itself, not seeing anything in the Chumash about the din of Chatzi Nezek, just simply Becheskes Shimur is a poter from paying. If something's Becheskes Shimur, that's a reason not to have to pay. Not to have to pay Nezek Shalim, not to have to pay Mammon. And if I'm asking a question, how could Neshicha, which is Becheskes Shimur, Bichayev Nezek Shalim is a Tod Deshein, Becheskes Shimur is a reason to be Pater. And for the Rabbi Bino Tam, Becheskes Shimur means it's not Darko Lahazik, not Darko Lahazik is a reason to be Pater. Maybe that's not correct. It's not the pshat that the Manda Amar Becheskes Shimur Kaimi holds that that alone is a reason to be Pater. It doesn't work that way. It's only after the fact that he's looking at the din of the Torah by Karen, and the Torah slaps the owner with a chatzi nezek payment, as opposed to nezek shalim. And now we have to ask ourselves, what's the pshat in the din of the Torah? Why does the Torah say chatzi nezek, not nezek shalim? Comes this mandama and says, I arrived at the reason. Because given the fact that becheskes shimur kaimi, so the Torah is really not mechayev you, and it shouldn't be mechayev you anything, and only slaps you with a knas of chatzi nezek. It's not that the Svara Cheskes Shimur itself, by itself, would carry the day and be a reason to be Pater completely, but it's only after the fact that you know in the Torah that the Torah did only assign the Chatzin Nezek payment, it's because the Torah is going with that Svara, embracing the Svara, and patering you. L'mashal, there are several examples in Bava Kamma of a Tam that pays Nezek Shalem. Anyone know any of them? Tam Shechava Ba'adam, according to Rabbi Akiva, he's a different man to Amim, each one. Tam Shechava Ba'adam pays Nezek Shalem. Any other examples? Rav Tarfon, good. Mishnah is later. Karen B'Shus HaNizek, Rav Tarfon, pays Nezek Shalem. Any other examples? Anybody else? Excellent. What? Oh, Shor Shel Hegdish. Good. And one more, maybe? Shor Shel Akum, Shaharag, Shor Yisrael. All these are different man to Amim. In all of these cases, the pashtus is, you have to really investigate each example, but the pashtus is, that the Chiyuv Nezek Shalim would not be Knas. Even the Manda Omar, and if this, that's correct, and it's a right to what we're saying, even the Manda Omar Palganiska Knasa, but in those examples where the Torah imposes a Nezek Shalim payment on a Tam, Tam Shechava Ba'adam and all the other examples that we mentioned, it would not be Nezek Shalim as a Knas. It would be Nezek Shalim Mamon. But it's a Tam. How could it be? Tam is Cheskas Shimur. No, it's not that Cheskas Shimur itself has to dictate that you pay, that you shouldn't have to pay mamon. Becheskes Shimer, notwithstanding, there could be in theory a chiyuv of nezek shalem. Like in these examples, each tana for that shita, kemishus on nezek and so on, tam shechava ba'adam. But when I see the classic case of tam, that the Torah says chatzin nezek, v'chatzu es kaspo, comes this man d'amar and says, the pshat is that the Torah is not mechayiv you because becheskes Shimer. Elamai, the Torah gave you a knas of chatzin nezek. It's only after the Torah gave you the chatzin nezek that he explained that the Torah parted you completely from nezek mamon because of becheskes shimur. But in some cases, the Torah didn't do that. But if the Torah did it, that's why the Torah did it. The Torah took away the chiyuv mamon because of becheskes shimur. But if there'll be a chiyuv, then it could certainly not be contradicted by the fact that it's becheskes shimur. If that's correct, then we have no kasha. In other words, Nishicha, being a Toda Deshein, can be Nezek Sholem, notwithstanding the fact that it's Becheskes Shimur. Becheskes Shimur is not itself a reason to pater. It's only given the fact that I see that there's no Nezek Sholem obligation, I can explain it by saying Becheskes Shimur. That's one way to address the kasha. The other way to answer is what Ari and Isaac were saying, that what's our problem? How can the Shicha be told that the shame for Nezek Shalom Ait v'cheskes Shimur? The Teretz is, Shane in general is v'cheskes Shimur, not v'cheskes Shimur. Shane as an av, Shane in general. Not v'cheskes Shimur. Animals prone to go and do eat for its own hana. Therefore, given that the mazik of Shane in general is not v'cheskes Shimur, it's dark olahazik. So the fact that there could be an example of Shane, a told of Shane that we're now assuming is Neshicha, that in that case, it's Becheskes Shimur, that's not a reason to make your pater. Because the mazik itself as a whole is a mazik that's not Becheskes Shimur. So we're not looking at this particular example and saying that's going to pater you, because the mazik itself is not Becheskes Shimur. And this is what brings us back to the question that we had l'mashal by Karen Telusha. We had Karen Telusha and Karen Mechuberes. Right? At the end of the day, they're both part of Karen. Now, the Gemara says you can learn out, right, to Karen. Maybe you could learn out to Karen. But at the end of the day, Karen Telusha is part of Karen. How can I learn to Karen Telusha? L'manda Amar, Palginiska Mamona, for example. So I could learn to Karen. Why? Because it's Darko Lahazik. Right? Kavanas Lahazik makes even more. That's the Mount Palginiska Mamona. Right? So then I can learn to Karen. But what kind of Karen are we talking about? Every case of Karen. Karen Mechuberes. But what else is part of Karen? Karen Tusha. You know, parents explain that's what the first pasuk is coming for. Even Karen Tusha. Karen Tusha, is Darko Lahazik or not Darko Lahazik? Mm-hmm. Not Darko Hazik. Even Amanda Mahagadis Lamona would have to concede that Karen Telusha, the animal, pick up a loose horn and start put it between its teeth and start goring with it. So how would I be able to learn Karen Telusha from Shara Avos? Karen Telusha is not Darko Hazik. Even Amanda Mahagadis Lamona, how can he do it? So I think really both of these approaches. Well, can say ain darko lahazik is not a poter. Ain darko lahazik is not a problem to say that and say chayiv nezek shalem. It's just that if there's no chayiv nezek shalem, I can explain it in light of Palginis Kaknasa idea of ain darko lahazik. But if there's a chayiv nezek shalem, even though it's you know, even though ain darko lahazik, that could also be. That's the first approach. Or as we're saying now, as long as Karen in general is considered to be not Becheskes Shimur at this point, we're saying. It's Darko Lahazik, so that's enough to say Nezek Shalem in all cases. So I think both of these spheres, I think, are very much compelling. In other words, it doesn't bother me that you can have Neshicha, Toda Deshein, even though it's Lav Orche, it's not Darko Lahazik. Nevertheless, again, Palgin is the Knasa, Becheskes Shimur doesn't pater by itself. It's only if you have a din of no nezek shalom, I can explain it in light of that. Or I can say Shane in general is something which is not Becheskes Shimur. Therefore, every case will be chayv nezek shalom, even a case of Neshicha. Questions? Yeah.
Could we ask this, the same kasha on Vietar and Misa for Regal also?
Why not?
Stomach
play it out. Some of this, what are you going to say over there? Again, it's not Darko Lahazik. Yeah, stomach the same cheshbon that we're making now for the Shichol. Could do for Ritza B'i for the same kind of discussion. Presumably.
And
yeah?
Why was the Torah, Machalik?
Yeah, sometimes the Torah does give credence to that Svara and therefore takes away the Chiv Nezik Shalom. Sometimes the Torah doesn't. I don't know. But when the Torah does, at least I can explain what's going on over there. All this is within one pshat of the Gemara's, what the Gemara had in mind in the question. Again, Cheshbin, come back in Cheshbin. What are we asking? Shicha Toda the Shein. Ravitza Bita Toda the Rega. What did the Maksha have in mind? So we see in Rashi, and then the Rashba corroborated, even went a step further with it. It should be like Shein a Regel. In what regard? Nezik Shalom. So here's where we have our questions. How could it be Nezik Shalom? How can you learn it out from the Av? How can it be a Toda? How does it work with the Cheskas Shimur B'Seid? There's a whole other pshat in the Gemara, what the Gemara had in mind in asking this kash, and that's Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz learns pshat that in asking the kasha, Neshicha Toda Deshein, and so too the kasha that follows, Ravitzvi Toda Regel, what the Gemara meant to ask is Toda Deshein, Toda De Regel, and therefore what should be? You should pay how much? Dr. Rabbeinu Peretz. It should be chatzi nezek. See, he actually works it into the Gemara as follows. See, the Gemara is going to say in a minute later, after answering these two kashas from Neshicha, why it's not told to the Shein, because it's in another Ezeka, Britza Britza not told to Rego, because it's an Ezeka Matsui. The Gemara says Ella, the next line of the Gemara, Ella. So now, told the same Rav Kayotzvan to come Rav Papa, hey. So where does Rav Papa's Tosef Gizman, what does it go on? Now we've established what the Todas are, so what would be the example that would illustrate the Rav Kayotzvan? What is the Gemara saying? Ella, now I have a... How does this work off of what it said before? No. Sounds like the Gemara is asking Stam Kashis. Okay, we mentioned Toda the Karen, and we wondered why is it Toda Karen, why isn't Toda Shane, why isn't Toda Rego? We gave an answer. Okay. So that stands by itself. And now we want to know, okay, so let's figure out, are these Todos Kayotsevo or not? But the Gemara is much more than that. The Gemara is saying, working off of what we just discussed, the Shaka Vitaria, the Gemara, that we had a Kasha about Neshicha, and we answered that. We had a Kasha Vitzabita, we answered that. And now we have a problem, because then what would be Rav Kayotzevo? So what does it seem to imply? That had I not given the answer that I just gave, I would have had an example of Rav Kayotzevo. Namely, Neshicha Toda Deshein Rav Kayotzevo. Ravitza Be'ita Toda Dewat. Regel Rav Kayotzevo. Meaning, it's a Toda because it's the same part of the body. The Shicha is the Shein, and Ritzavita is the Regel. But it's not Kayotzevo, because it's not going to be Nezek Shalom, only Chatzi Nezek. That's how Rabbeinu Peretz learns the Gemara. But now that you tell me it's not called a Tod the Shein, the Shicha is not Tod the Shein, it's Tod the Karen. We tried to force it into being Tod the Shein, and that would have been our discovery of Gov Kayotzevo. Or Ritzavita, force it into Tod the Regel, because it's the part of the body, the Regel. It's Gov Kayotzevo, because it's Chatzi Nezek. That's how Rabbeinu Peretz learns the Gemara. He says, "My iyame b'shlama ika ella to Rav Kayotzevo ahei." It says, "B'shlama in a shicha toda deshein mikol makom lo meshalem esal chatzin nezek mishum de'ena nalezeka kamo keret." Because it's, in other words, Gemara understands that Neshicha has characteristics similar to Karen. It's not an Alezeka. The Gemara knew that. But Gemara still said it could be enough of a Toda of Shein because it's with the mouth, with the tooth. But it's not Kayotzevo because it's not the same characteristic. Then Nicha. The mashgachas lelav kayotze behen on the shicha. It's a total deshein. It's not kayotze bo because it's only chatzin nezek. But now that you're telling me that the fact that it's not similar to shein in the characteristics means it's not a total deshein at all. It's only total karen. Now I'm left with a question. So what is lelav kayotze bo papa? This pshat of Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbi Osai, you recognize, is definitely not dovetailing with Rashi's reading of the Gemara. Not just because of the diuk that we made in the Rashi over here, but the whole idea of lav kayotze bo according to Rashi is a very different picture than what we're presenting over here. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, the idea of lav kayotze bo can mean what? That it's not going to be kayotze bo, in other words, it's not going to be nezek shalem, it's going to be rather chatzi nezek. It's a toda that's a weaker mazik, it's a toda that's lav kayotze bo, it's chatzi nezek. That pshat, in fact, is the pashtus of the Rif that we haven't really dealt with yet. We're going to get to it in Mitzvah Shev after we go through the whole Gemaras. The Rif learns pshat in the Gemaras Shaila, Kayotzi ben, Lav Kayotzi ben, meaning do we say that the toldos will be Lav Kayotzi bo to pay Chatzi Nezek, which is only part of the payment, not Nezek Shalim, which fits in a way with the Maskanas of Gemara, where the Gemara arrives at the example that's Lav Kayotzi bo, which happens to be what? Soros, which is Chatzi Nezek. So therefore, according to the Rif, that was really what the Gemara had in mind all along, that the Lav Kayotzi bo is Chatzi Nezek. This is what this Rabbeinu Peretz is saying. That the Gemara had in the agenda here was, let's use Neshicha as Toda Deshein of Lav Kayotzi bo for Chatzi Nezek. Let's use Meritza Bita as Toda Rego Lav Kayotzi bo for Chatzi Nezek. But the Gemara said, because after all, it's not exactly similar in terms of the Tchunos of the characteristics. But it's considered a toda because of the part of the body. The Gemara says, no, it's not at all. It's a toda of Karen. And therefore, the Gemara gives a question. So what's the Rav Kayotzi bo? Rashi Lashita so could not have learned this pshat. Why did Rashi learn that the Gemara's agenda and the kasha was to make Nezek Shalom? He didn't suggest such a possibility. He had no possible way to learn this way. Why? Because Rashi Lashita so understood the Gemara very differently. What was the shail of the Gemara of Kayotzi bo, Rav Kayotzi bo? We'll see it again in the Hemshech Rashi here, but Rashi at the top of the Amud. What did Rashi hold? Kayotzi bo, Rav Kayotzi bo, in terms of what? Whether you're chayiv or not. Not Rav Kayotzi bo, that you'll be chayiv chatzi nezek. Rav Kayotzi bo for Rashi means potter. So then we struggled, if you're potter, then what in God are you considered a tolda? So we had an answer. What did we say according to Rashi? What makes it a tolda? You gotta be what? If you're not paying, the issue has it, the chiv shmira, yeah. But the issue in the Gemara's mind right now is always, are you chayev or not? So for Rashi, the issue, it can never have been, that only comes at the end of the Maskara of Gemara by Tzoros. But throughout the sugya, the issue is, maishna, that it should be chayev, or maybe lav kiyotz, but it's not chayev. Just an issue lahazik. But Rabbeinu Peretz is obviously working within the framework of the Rif, which we haven't learned yet. The Rif seems to learn Pshat in the Kayotzi Bo, Kayotzi Bo Shaila, as that if it's a weaker mazik, if it's a told of Kayotzi Bo, it would be Chayv Chatzi Nezek. Just like we see by a Tam, so therefore, whatever type of Kayotzi Bo, Kayotzi Bo, a told would be Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara is entertaining such a possibility and asking the Kashas over here. The Gemara knows that the Shicha is different than Shein in that it's in an Lehazeka and Regel and Revitza Mita is not like Regel, it's not Hazeka Matzi, but nevertheless, it's Kaitoda because of the fact that it's the Shein and it's the Regel. But Lav Kayotzi bo for Chatzi Nezek. But now you're telling me it's not at all a told of Karen, of Shein or Regel, it's only Karen. So now the Gemara says, so now what are we going to say? So what's the Lav Kayotzi bo? This is Rabbeinu Peretz. On the other hand, Rashi and the Rashba, they're learning the Gemara's Kasha was that it should be not Nezek Shalom completely. The Rashba adds, Pata Vishas Rabbim, that Rashi did not say. Okay, so this is Pasha learning up the couple of lines that we just read and answering the kasha from the Shicha Ravitza Be'ita. Yeah, Yaakov.
How would Rashi then learn the Maskana Sagamara?
Yeah, okay, wait and see. We'll get there eventually. Yeah, obviously something changed, obviously. Until now we're thinking Pater or Chayiv, and at the end we end up with a Chatzi Nezek and a Chinami. Stick a ride to the Rif, right? Of course. Yeah. Okay, Zakti Gemara. So the Gemara answers from Neshicha, answers from Ritza Be'ita. Zok the Gemara, Ella, Todosein, Lav Kayotze Behen, the Amar HaPapa. That which Rav Papa said, that there are Todosein, Lav Kayotze Behen, the Amar HaPapa, hey, what would it be going on? Again, the Rabbeinu Peretz is very geshmak, the Ella. Now that it's not Neshicha or Ritza Be'ita, that's not a Toda of Shein Orego, of Lav Kayotze Behen, it's strictly Karen. So now the Gemara says, so what is the Lav Kayotzi bo of Rav Papa? Ile mahani, if it's going on these todas of Karen, namely Negifa, Nishicha, Revitza, Be'ita, those are totals of Karen. Says Gemara, no. Maishna, Karen, what makes Karen unique? The Kavanaso, Lahazik. The main characteristics of Karen are Kavanah Salahazik. Yeah, that's what this Gemara is working with. Not Mishuneh, Kavanah Salahazik. That's the stress of our Gemara. That's what Rashi keeps working with that also. And it's your money. And Shemrah Salahazik you have, and hence it's your responsibility to protect from it, causing Hezek, Haninami, so these told us as well. Kavanah Salahazik, Umamonach, Shemrah Salahazik. They should be the same. There should be no difference. There shouldn't be Chay. Rashi says, Maishna Karen, why is Karen unique? Dimachayev, the Kavanah Salahazik. Here is another echo of the other Rashi. Here you see in one word in Rashi, the Duke in Rashi. Maishna Karen, that what? Dimachayev. That was the Kayotzi Vo, Laf Kayotzi Vo issue is what's at stake is what issue? Are you Chayev? Not are you Chayev, Nezik Shoim or Chatzi Nezik. Rashi doesn't say that. Maishna Karen, that what? It's Machayev. So Kayotzi Vo means that you're Chayev. Rashi earlier in the Amud said it. Hachamai. Right, told us the zikin my miyamrina and told us kayotziv loshna av loshna toda im hizik mishalem. That was the Rashi on the top, and here again maishna karen de mechayev, and you'll see it again each time the Gemara says maishna. Rashi emphasizes more than once maishna that you're chayev, because the issue for Rashi all along is whether you're chayev. Another question of pshat though, just to think about. So the Gemara is saying, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why is it Maishna Karen? After all, these toldos have the same characteristics, so they should be Kayotziva. I understand. Why is the Gemara only asking this right now? When the Gemara originally presented Rav Papa, the Gemara heard Yesh Kayotzi, Yesh Kayot, Lev Kayotziva. It means that the Gemara heard that there's something could be a tolda. Why is it a tolda? Because it has characteristics of the Av. And yet, it could be the Gemara is Shad, Tosei Kayot, before Rav Papa, before Rav Papa. Told the same, what kind of shayla is it? If it's a tolda, it's like the av. So, maishna, the av is chayev, tolda is chayev. So, suddenly, now the Gemara asks, maishna, now it's a kash. I mean, when you first read, you had a shayla. What was your shayla? It could be a tolda, and it could be like kayotzivo. It's a kayotz, it's a tolda for isa mazik, and not for the chayev tashlumin. Are you jumping on that and saying, "Well, it can't be maishna"? If the av category has these characteristics, the tolda's got to be the same thing. So, of course, it's chayev. No, I hear two sides. Maybe it's a tolda; it's a weaker mazik. It's not chayev. So suddenly, now we're asking the kashta, maishna Karen. We started with a shayla. We were thinking that it could be a tolda and it'd be lav kayotzivo. So now we're asking the question after a papa says what he said, and now we get to this case, suddenly we're asking Maishna, Karen, Sahachinami. Before we had anything, we could have asked this kash. What's Pshat? No. If you understand good Pshat, you'll answer this. The MS Rashi answers it a little later on in the Gemara, what I'm going to say, but we could say it already here. Why is it only a problem now after our Papa? To present two sides of an issue, told the same Kayuzal Kayotzivo, I could hear that it has the characteristics of the Av, but it's Lav Kayotzivo, it's not Chayev. But after Rav Papa says what he says, now this Kasha becomes a valid question. Pasha Pshat, no alumnus, Pasha Pshat here. No? What do you say? Chevra, what do you say? Why is it only a problem now? What is Rav Papa doing for us? Rav Papa is saying, Yesh Kayotzibo, Yesh Lav Kayotzibo. In effect, the Gemara is asking, why should these toldos be different than any of the other toldos? Notice, if I didn't have Rav Papa, it's a question on all toldos. So now I can argue, toldos have a weaker level of mazik, to the extent that there's an isur mazik, but no tashlum. If it's an or nothing proposition, I hear tutstad. I hear shayla. Maybe toldos are lav kayotzivo. Maybe they kayotziv. Rav Papa says yesh mehen v'yesh mehen. Now I'm going to suddenly pick on the toldos of Karen and say these toldos are lav kayotzivo. Why should it be different than anything else? If they exactly have what they are, so why do I want to make Rav Papa's case, Rav Papa's application of kids, but speak about these? They exactly have what the Av has. So why should this be different than any other toldos? We haven't spoken about toldos yet. There's a Rashi Keinza later on Maishna Shein. Fukin Gimel Med Aleph, when the Gemara gets to Maishna Shein, when told us of Shein, Maishna Shein Mehanach, the Kamukmis Milsid Rapapa, but told the Shein Merega. In other words, that you want Rapapa's statement of Lav Kayosva to speak about this, why would this be different than Shein, that you want Rapapa's to speak about that? I would take the same idea over here. We haven't yet gotten to the other Avos, but like, the Gemara knows we're going to get there. So at this point, the Gemara is already saying, like, why should we assume Mehechet Heisi, that Rav Papa said, Yesh Me'en Kiyotzvi Anglo, as far as I can see right now, these Todos have exactly what Karen has to it. So let me see if I can probe further and find something that wouldn't be that way. But as far as we can see right now, why would I want to make Rav Papa's Lav Kiyotzvi Vokes be on Karen? If I didn't know Rav Papa, and I want to present the question as an all or nothing proposition, Todos, are they Kiyotzvi Lav Kiyotzvi by the Zikin? Then I can hear that Todos of the Zikin are Lav Kiyotzvi Vokes. They have exact characteristics of the Av, yeah, but it's a weaker, it's not, Torah didn't spell it out, it doesn't have the same Chomer of the Mazik, it's only Asher L'Hazik, it's not a Chayv Tashlumin. Okay, that's fine, that I could live with. But Rav Papa is telling us that there are those and there are those. So as far as we want to assess this situation, okay, we don't know yet what else is out there, we're totally only by Karen right now. But every time the Gemara is going to go through a particular Av, and it's told those, the Gemara is going to think, why would you want to make Rav Papa's Lav Kiyotzvi be this? As far as we can see right now, they have exactly what the Av has. So let's try something else. So that's why the Gemara here feels the Kasha is a valid Kasha, because as far as I can see right now, this should not be the Lav Kiyotzvi, but let's see if we can do better. And let's go on to something else. That's, I think, the Pashup Shat Nachlas Dov, and other Achronim, I think, spell this out. Okay. So the Gemara says, I can see the point. So let's move on. Zok the Gemara. Okay, so let's move away from Karen. Toda the Karen to Karen. Okay, so as far as we know right now, Toda the Karen has a dinner Karen. It's not Rav Papa's Lav Kiyotzvi Bo. The Chikama Rav Papa, where Rav Papa say that this Lav Kiyotzvi Bo, Ashen V'Regel. Regarding Shein V'Regel. So now the Derech of the Gemara is what we had basically to go patterned after what we had before. Before we get to the Todos, we have to go back to the Avos. So let's go with the Avos and figure out how we know Shein V'Regel. After we work that out, we're going to have to go to the Todos of Shein V'Regel. So that's basically the whole flow of the Gemara. Each point, this is the logic of the Gemara. Start with the Av. We want to figure out Todos and Kayotzi Lav Kayotzi. But the way to do that is to first figure out the Av, establish the Mokor and the Chumash, and then from there, define the Todos, and then analyze, do they fit Kayotzvi Bo, Lav Kayotzvi Bo. Zog the Gemara. Okay, so Shein V'Regel, Hechek Sivi. So where do I have, in the Torah, the Av of Shein V'Regel? Where do we find the Avos of Shein V'Regel? This Sanya. Says Gemara, what's called a Braisa. V'Shilach Zeho Regel. So we have the Pasuk says, Ki Yav V'Yisad El Cherem, Pasuk in Mishpatim, as we know. V'Shilach Es Be'iro. Rashi says Kiyavish means he's molech behemto to somebody else's field. B'shilach is be'iro, he sends out his animal, uvier b'stei acher. And it does what an animal does, and it devours in the other person's field, in a person's field. So it says, Meitav sadeh, meitav kamer yishalem. So we're going to darshan that in this pasuk we have two separate types of nezikin, which are all, each one considered an av nezikin. The shilach, says the Braisa, zeharega. That means the hezek of trampling. How do I know the shilach is a hezek of rega? V'cheinu omer, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, mishalchei regel hashor v'achamor. Pasuk they quote on the side here, ashrechem zori al komayim, mishalchei regel hashor v'achamor, it's a nevuah of Yeshaya, sending out, there'll be an abundance perhaps of tevuah, you'll send out the Shova Chamor to do what they do, to be free. But meanwhile, Mishalchei Regel, so Vishilach is associated with the word Regel, that means the trampling Hezek of Regel. That's the Drasha on Vishilach. Continues the Braisa, Uvier Zu HaShein. Uvier refers to Shein, that's a different Hezek, the animal devouring. How do I know Uvier is Shein? V'chein hu Omer, so says the Pasuk in Melachim, Kasher Yevayer HaGolol Ad Tumo. Here again, they quote the whole pasuk. It was a nevuah given by, I think it was the Navi Achia, who was responding to the wife of Yeravam, who disguised herself to find out the fate of the son. The son was sick. And the Navi gives a harsh nevuah to the wife of Yeravam, because Yeravam was a Rasha, didn't follow in the ways of Hashem. If Yerayel beis Yeravam, v'chrati li Yeravam mashli b'kir, atras b'Yisrael, uvi'arti achrei beis Yeravam, says the Pasuk, kasher yevayer hagolol ad tumo. Kasher yevayer hagolol ad tumo. So you see that uvir has to do with the devouring. What exactly is the golol here, and how do you know it means shame? So here you have a few ways to learn. Let's see how Rashi learns, and maybe the little Tosfos. Rashi says, "V'shilach es be'iro." That's the first part of pasuk. Hagolo. Rashi says, first of all, hagolo hainu shein. The golo is referring to shein. Yivar hagolo, the shein devours. Why is golo a word for shein? Shepa'amim megule upa'amim mechuse. Golo means it can be revealed. It can be uncovered. That's the shame. Sometimes the lips cover it. Sometimes you can see the tooth. So yivar hagolo means going on shame. So vir is shame. That's one pshat of Rashi. L'shachrina golo zerei, excrement. Shashem nevaeres l'macho, as a result of what the shame does to the food, benas is golo. K'mo goli adam goli behema. So golo is what happens as a result of it. But meanwhile, what caused it? The shame. That's how Rashi learns two pshatim. Tosis brings from the Rach another pshat. Perish Rach, Kimo v'nidbachin di Evan Galal in Ezra, which is Shahashain domo Evan Shaish. Galal is referring to Shaish, marble, and the Shane has that look. So either way, we have associations with Yevar HaGolos. So Shane is connected to Uvir. So we have a support from two psukim, one supporting the definition of Beshilach es Regel in the Braisa, and the other supporting the definition of Uvir as Shane. Zag de Gemara, in analyzing this braisa, Amamar, we just had a braisa that's going to give us the av of Shein HaRegel. Amamar, v'shilach zu HaRegel, v'chein hu omer, m'shalchi regel ha'shov ha'chamor. So we needed the proof text from Yeshaya to establish that v'shilach is regel. Frek de Gemara, taima de kasvachman m'shalchi regel ha'shov ha'chamor. You know, you needed the proof text from Yeshaya to establish v'shilach is regel. But without citing the pasuk from Yeshaya, the Ma'amuk Misra, what else would you say Vishilach is? Seemingly, there are no choices left anyway. By process of elimination, I would know on my own the Vishilach is Regal, even without the proof text from Yeshaya. Why? Ikeren Ksiv, Ishen Ksiv. So this is again, I think, coming back to the beginning of Shir, what I think we saw in the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, that basically, Kavana Lahazik, Hana Lezeka are two types of hezek that the animal has kavana, and regel is a natural thing the animal does without kavana, and that's all there is. That's why he points out that Ein Hana Lezeka is a way of saying kavana lahazik. That was some beginning of Shia, right? That's what we see in this Gemara here. The Gemara is asking a kasha in the Braisa. Every proof text has to be relevant, otherwise it wouldn't quote it. Right, that's why we had a similar thing earlier with the two pesukim by Negicha Bekeren. We had a pasuk from Melachim and a pasuk from Zos HaBracha. The one says Ma'iva Omer. Why do you need each pasuk? If it's brought by the Tana, the Braisa, it's there for a reason. Without it, something would have been missing. So we might have a similar kasha over here. You're proving Mashiach is Regel from Yeshaya. So what do you need Yeshaya for? What do you need the pasuk of Mashachi Regel? After all, Uvir is Keren. Uvir is Shein. That's the next part of the pasuk. And Karen, we know, Yigach. So then, what else is there? A hezek of Shor is one of two things, one of three things. It's either Shane or Karen or Regel. So Shane and Karen are with a kavana of something, kavana lahazik or kavana fahana, and Regel is mimela. The animal just does what it does, it walks and it causes hezek. So if I already have Shane covered from Uvir, and I have Karen covered from Yigach, so what else is v'shilach? Who needs to prove it from the pasuk in Yeshaya? That's the thrust of the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, itzrich. I need to prove Yeshaya that v'shilach, in fact, is regel. Because why? Otherwise, sakadai techamina, I would have said, idi v'idi ashein. Both v'shilach and Uvir are going on shein. V'ha de mechal yakarna, ha de lo mechal yakarna. So now the Gemara is presenting two tiers of the hezek of shein. One is mechal yakarna, the karen, the principle is destroyed, utterly destroyed. And one is lo mechal yakarna. And I would say that if I didn't have two psukim, I wouldn't know that shein is chayiv Even in what case? Even a case of lo mechal yekarna. Presumably now that I have the two pesukim, so what do I have? I have uvier, that's the mechal yekarna, totally destroyed. And v'shilach, I would say, is going to be the case of lo mechal yekarna. And therefore, I would say that regel doesn't have a mokor. I would use both for shein and talk about the two types of hezek of shein. You have to know what these two levels are exactly, what are the cases involved. So the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, that's what the pasuk of Mishalchi Regel is coming to teach me, that Veshilach is another mazik of Regel and not a second case of Shein. In fact, the Gemara, V'asha du kimna Regel, Shein du lo machal yekarna minolan. So now that you're telling me Veshilach is Regel, so how do I know the case of Shein, which is the bigger chidush, the case of lo machal yekarna? Again, we have to speak about the case and everything else. Rashi and Tosus Machokas, what the case of Lomachar Yekarn. The Gemara says, Dum Yedirega. That because I have a heckish one to the other. Ma Rega Loshna Machar Yekarn, Loshna Lomachar Yekarn, Afshin Lomachar Lomachar Yekarn, Loshna Lomachar Yekarn. Just like Rega is no distinction. Why is no distinction? We have to know why that is. We'll read the Gemara carefully. Rashi and Tosus similarly have a different way of reading this whole Gemara. So we have to know a lot of things for tomorrow, I will say. What is Machar Yekarn? What is this Inyan Machar Yekarn? What is the case? How does Rashi learn? How does Tosus learn? What would have been the case of Lo Machal Yekarna that would have been Pater? Yeah, Hemshach HaGemar. Good. Okay.